This is a lawyer who has said on television, I haven't even asked my client what happened. Then, on television, he has said, this is what happened. This lawyer is getting away with the craziest stuff any lawyer has ever tempted to get away with in this kind of situation on television, and he knew that wouldn't happen here. He would not get away with that here. Who is paying you, Mr. Lawyer? Who hired you? When exactly did they hire you? Does George Zimmerman have a job? Does he have any property? Does he own anything? Did you represent him when he was arrested for assault on a police officer in 2005? Were you his lawyer then? Did you represent him in the domestic violence case in 2007 when he was accused by his girlfriend of assault? Did you represent him then when she got a restraining order against him? You said Zimmerman was injured, a broken nose. Do you have photographs of your client's broken nose the night of that incident or even the day after? You said Zimmerman's clothes were got grass and all this evidentiary material on them during this altercation that you talk about. Do you have that garment? Can you show us what happened to it? Do you have photographs of that garment if you don't have the garment? Do the police have photographs that they have told you about? Your client was not injured enough to go to the hospital that night. You say that he sought some sort of medical treatment the next day. Do you have those medical records that you can show us? And Joe Oliver, did you bring him into this case?
Okay. You can't even say that it predates you know what you know of him, because you say you know him for the last 6 years. That is a period over which he has called 911 on people in his community for 46 times. Did he talk to you about any of those 46 times that he called 911 on people in that community, yes or no?
Why would he?
So that's right. You don't know this man.